Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Canada's transport regulator says it's making progress in addressing compensation claims against airlines. That since a new complaint resolution process was introduced last fall. But an overwhelming number of incoming complaints have pushed the backlog at the Canadian Transportation Agency to a new high. Darren Major has more.
It just seems to take way too long.
Rita McPherson has been waiting more than a year to have her complaint heard by the Canadian Transportation Agency. The Oakville, Ontario woman filed a complaint in November 2022 after an airline denied her compensation following an overnight delay. Airlines are required to compensate passengers when a flight is cancelled or delayed for reasons within the company's control. The CTA is tasked with resolving disputes between passengers and airlines, but it has been grappling with a backlog of complaints since the rules came into force in 2019. The CTA established a new process in the fall. Since, the agency says it has handled more than 11,000 complaints, but the backlog is rising. Tom Uman is a spokesperson for the agency. He says changes in the compensation rules that put more onus on the airlines and allow the CTA to recover costs for dealing with complaints should help.
Those processes of changes together are what are going to give us the eventual elimination of the backlog.
The new regulations are expected to be released later this year. Darren Major, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Assembly of First Nations National Chiefs says she wants all airlines to review their policies, following what she says was an embarrassing incident on an Air Canada flight.
And then they took my case and they put it in garbage bags. I couldn't say anything at that point. I think I was too stunned.
Cindy Woodhouse Nipanak was traveling from Montreal to Fredericton Wednesday. She says cabin crew tried to stow her headdress in cargo, but she was eventually allowed to keep the sacred item with her on the plane. Air Canada has since apologized. Woodhouse Nipanak says she will be following up with the airline.
And I'm going to call for a mandatory board member on Air Canada Board of Directors. I think that that's so important and that it'd be a First Nations person. I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations. Air Canada also needs to have cross-cultural training for their staff.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau calls the incident outrageous. 12 BC mayors want Ottawa to deny parole for serial killer Robert Picton. They've sent a letter to Justice Minister Arif Virani saying granting parole to the convicted murderer would re-traumatize victims' families. Picton was convicted of 6 counts of second-degree murder in 2007 and sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years. He became eligible to apply for day parole in February, but the minister says that eligibility does not mean Picton will receive parole. Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was CC'd on that letter. He oversees the Parole Board of Canada. The family of a high school student stabbed to death in Halifax this week says they are grateful for an outpouring of love, support, and condolences. 16-year-old Ahmed Marak escaped war in Syria with his family several years ago, and his family says his death has left an indelible void in their lives. Al-Marak was found badly injured in a parking garage next to the Halifax shopping center on Monday. He died in hospital. The Crown Attorney will be seeking adult penalties to the two 14-year-olds accused in his death. A rare fossil find on Prince Edward Island. It's a fully intact reptile foot. Provincial archaeologist Christian Theriault calls it very exciting. He says it's more common to find footprints or tracks than actual fossilized bones like this one.
Track fossils and footprints that we can find from different amphibian, reptiles, even fish and plants around the island, which are more common, but I think finding the remains of the animal itself is more rare. Like the right conditions have to be in place. Once they are exposed on the shoreline, it takes little time for them to erode away.
Theriault estimates the fossil is about 290 million years old, and archaeologists will continue to monitor that area in case more parts of the animal were fossilized. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.